This is Gordon Strom, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I'm judging a Newcastle Brown Ale, the classic example of a Northern English Brown, Category 11C. Newcastle's in the very north east England, up near Scotland. This style of beer is... I'll tell you a quick interesting story. When I was first getting into craft beer, some friends of mine who knew more about beer than I did at the time got together a number of beers to see what I'd like, and Newcastle Brown Ale was the most drinkable beer for me, sort of making the transition from not drinking highly flavored beers, well, this and Bass Ale both. So this is a style I often recommend to people who are just trying to get into beer with more flavor, because it's a very easy drinking beer. So it has a fond place in my heart because of that. I just wish they were in better condition in this country more often. Anyhow, smelling it. It has a medium light malty sweetness in the nose. A lot of things going on. It's toffee and nutty. Some sweetness. Toasty. Plus, I'm also getting some maybe medium-low hops, sort of a floral, earthy quality, sort of common in British hops. A little bit of esters, call it low. I'm not getting any diacetyl, though. That sweetness with a malty sweetness with a caramel richness is most dominant with hops in the background. I'll give that an 11. It's doing pretty well. It's not doesn't seem stale to me, which or light struck, which is sometimes happens with this beer. Comes in a clear bottle, so watch the stores you buy it from. Okay, I'm gonna judge the appearance. It's got a medium beige head. Tiny bubbles. It's settling moderately fast. Looks to me to be crystal clear and have a light reddish-brown color. So all that is fairly typical. I'll give it a 3 in appearance. Flavor. There's a mild malty sweetness. Same kind of attributes that I was smelling. Caramel, nutty, toasty, toffee. All of them are there. It's very interesting. It's got a medium dry to dry finish. I put the bitterness at medium low. Also has a medium low hop flavor, that floral, earthy quality. The esters are also fairly low. I guess I call it low in level, no diacetyl. The malt sweetness dominates the palate, but it finishes dry with a little minerally quality. It's not sort of sulfury, but the mineral content of the water seems a little up there. I'm getting a little bit of sort of like the flavor you get in Alka-Seltzer, just a little bit of that. It's fairly fresh tasting, so I got a good bottle. Happy about that. These don't tend to be cheap, so it's good to spend your money wisely. I'll give it a 18 on flavor. mouthfeel. I'd call the body medium light, moderate carbonation. And I'm not getting any of the other palate sensations, mouthfeel sensations that are described. No warmth, astringency, creaminess, any of that. But that's pretty much as expected, so I give that a 5. So, overall, nice malt complexity and dry finish, restrained bitterness. All that makes for a really easy drinking beer. It's the kind of beer that goes well with food. It's sort of like an ale version of a Vienna. You know, it's something that's you could have in a lot of situations. You know, a lot of people, you know, sort of move on to bigger and better beers, but you know, if you're having something to eat, this is would really fit well with a wide range of food. Plus, it's also good on its own. You know, don't be snobby about it. Go back and remember what a solid brown ale tastes like. So, I also, you know, recommend, sort of like me, is if you have friends that are just getting into craft beer or, you know, are put off by a sort of palate-assaulting IPA, suggest a Newcastle brown ale and see if they like that and let them sort of work up from there. It worked for me, so, you know, other people should be able to handle that as well. So I give it a 9 overall. That totals up to a 46. I'm happy with that example. It did come off as a classic. So, good show. So that's the Newcastle Brown Ale, Category 11C, Northern English Brown.